Good morning. An increasing south to southeast wind yesterday transported moisture into the region in the form of clouds and eventually showers by last evening. Showers have been moving through from time to time across interior New York and New England during the overnight period, so a wet start to the day today. We also have areas of fog with temperatures back and mainly in the 40s to start off. Storm system over the eastern Great Lakes will track through the region today, keeping clouds and showers in place from time to time. Not an all-day steady rain. In fact, as the wind shifts around to the southwest, we may get a drying trend enough to produce some sunshine across parts of the southern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. The rest of the region will pretty much be socked in with clouds all day long, although chances for showers will lower as we get into the second half of the day. Still with the southwesterly wind flow, readings will climb through the 50s and toward the 60-degree mark in the southern half of the area and stay in the lower to mid-50s across northern New York and New England. Most everyone will at least be in the middle to upper 50s by the end of the day. Overnight tonight will begin a drying trend as high pressure builds in with a stiff northwesterly wind flow developing. Temperatures will be back into the 30s on average. This will set us up for a dry and mostly sunny day tomorrow, but it will be blustery and cool for this time of year, with just about everyone staying in the middle to upper 40s for afternoon highs. It'll feel a bit cooler as at times that northwesterly wind will gust over 25 to even 35 miles per hour. Into the day on Thursday, that high pressure center will slide off the eastern seaboard, and this will produce a southwesterly wind flow, and milder air will come right back into the region with a mix of sun and clouds will be into the lower 60s. With a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather on Friday, right around 60 for an afternoon high before the next front heads our way with a few showers for Friday night into Saturday morning. Even behind this next system, though, on Saturday, we'll have increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 60s and even mid-60s with a developing southwesterly wind on Sunday. More spring-like air is in the forecast for the early part of next week, although we may have to contend with a few showers or even a thunderstorm on Monday. Highs will be around 70. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flood watches have been issued for coastal sections of New England from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, north through Bar Harbor and Eastport, Maine. Rainfall of around an inch and locally as much as 1.5 inches is expected through today. The combination of that heavy rainfall and snowmelt may cause flooding on rivers, small creeks, and possibly low-lying areas. Ponding of water is also expected on roads, especially in areas where drainage systems may be clogged by ice or debris. Rivers in this region still have ice, and that may begin to move, so ice jams would also present a flood threat today. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Erkan, Cyprus, at 5:10 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog and 27 degrees with a southeast wind at 60 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with showers and 47 degrees, the dew point 44, 90% relative humidity. The wind out of the south at 8, gusting to 16 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.46 inches, and it is currently falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Thermal and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 3 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-60s. Boston cloudy and breezy with showers in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 29. The average temperature, 43, that's 1 degree below normal. 1/100th of an inch of rainfall yesterday, no snow. Just a trace of snow for the month, which is 9/10 of an inch below normal, and 71.1 inches of snow for the season, which is 13.5 inches above normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 156, that's 2 above normal, and 6,420 for the season, which is 393 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 88, set in 1929, and the record low, 19, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:29 p.m., 13 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy today with showers and areas of fog and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clearing, breezy, and cooler tonight in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers today, perhaps some sunshine later this afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Clearing, breezy, and cooler tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy today with showers and areas of fog with highs in the mid 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with showers today, perhaps some sunshine later on in the afternoon with highs near 60. Clearing, breezy, and cooler tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy today with showers and areas of fog with highs in the upper 50s. Clearing, breezy, cooler tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and cool in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday, milder, lower 60s. A morning shower on Saturday, then increasing sunshine, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, lower to mid-60s Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds on Monday with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs right around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.